Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it.
Now mama, we need your love.
Pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel faith, and in my holy war.
Depression, not blessings. Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? Whoa. You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Yeah. Don't have much friends to fight, so I look to the light. Whoa. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. Oh, no. Cause I look to the light.
If they come for you, I will shield your name. I will field their questions. I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know. They don't know. Foot on the devil's neck to the drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo ah bam. Trying to send photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia. You can't see her. You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Summon of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. You tell us do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that it ain't one gosh darn part. You can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak. This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine. Glory be to God, yeah. I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just throw this at the end and fuck them late for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at Luciano from 79. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
Yes, Jesus.
But I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy
world. Father, this prayer's for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer's for everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times, You can never go too far when you can't come back home again. That's why I need
greetings, everybody. We will be with you momentarily. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, Tyron Joe here, and I am excited to be here, and I want to be the first to welcome you to 2022 calendar year, and also Black History Month 2022. I just want to just make a few quick announcements to be out of your way. One of our things for this year is be a friend and not a twin. We must seek to stop the matching of energies and to understand why things happen. Also, this year what we're doing is having conversations with the clergy. You're not going to want to miss that. Many of you have expressed your concerns with the way the church, the modern-day church, is being ran. And not just the way it's being ran, but just understanding salvation. So, therefore, I went on ahead and said what we're going to do is go ahead and have clergymen, have preachers and pastors that may be able to offer any type of help to talk to us and to walk us through some of these things. So look for that throughout the whole year 2022. At any given moment, we'll have a preacher come on and interview with us. Also, February 14th this year, got a little something special for you. One woman, one man that's not a panelist, that's not a commentator of the show, but just maybe an individual that supports the show, individual that watched the show. We would like for you to hit our inbox here at on Instagram at BZNZ Talk and let us know that you would like to go on a date. And what we're going to do, we're going to have you come on to the show, interview with us. Also, we're going to have you go out on a date because we want you to come on the show to see if you're compatible and then have you go out on a date and then come back and interview with us again and switch it up a little bit. I said at first I was going to pay for the date, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to contribute a nice amount to the date. That's what I'll do. Hopefully someone will take me up on that offer. Also, merch. Get you some merch. Just tell me your size and what color T-shirt you want, and we will get that to you. Just hit up my Instagram inbox, and we will take care of you. Leave you with this, and that is to do not reason with the season, but accept it and live in it. Peace be blessed. Peace be blessed.
I see you, Brian. You might as well come on down here and start the party. Greetings. Thank you all for tuning in to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. We are so excited and happy to have you here tonight to be with us and our broadcast live stream. Just a few housekeeping chores before we get started and your gracious host comes online. Tonight you are in one of the best places that you could ever be, and for that you should just go ahead and give yourself a round of applause. Real quick, we'd like to give you a disclaimer. The show is not responsible for anything that is said on the show. There's your disclaimer. During the show, if you are vibing with us, you feel what we're saying, and you would love to just give us a love token, where you're going to see at the bottom of the screen is going to say Cash App Tyron Joe, $ Tyron Joe, T-Y-R-E-N-J-O. Anything that you can give would be greatly appreciated. A one, a two, or a few. We greatly appreciate it. Also, if you would like to be a sponsor of the program, please go to our Instagram page at BZNZ Talk. At BZNZ Talk, our Instagram page. Also, you can go to our Facebook page at BZNZ Talk, at BZNZ Talk, and we will be glad to work with you. And also a quick reminder, throughout the show I want to let you know that the likes are free, the dislikes are free, the love button is free, the share button is free, and the subscribe button is free. Five things while you're viewing this broadcast, five things while you're learning and growing, five things that is for free, and we would love for you to partake in that during the program. Last but not least, once again, we want to thank you all for tuning in to our program, our broadcast, our live stream, because you are the ones that run the show. Thank you all. Peace. Be blessed.
We gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it. Situationships and relations, Tyron Joe the host, start the conversation. Too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn. BZNZ, BZNZ, Internet Talk Radio. We gon' talk about it,
we gon' talk about it. We're gonna talk about start the conversation. Too much. Oh.
You are now tuned into BZNZ Internet Talk Radio, where the relationship talk is the conversation that never sleeps and the payoff is never cheap.
What up, everybody? Y'all know how it go. We got to run that back one more again. Let's go.
We gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it. Situationships and relations, Tyron Joe the host, start the conversation. Too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn. BZNZ, BZNZ, Internet Talk Radio.
We gon' talk about it. I'm here. Let's go. Ooh.
What up, everybody? I'd like to officially, formally welcome you to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. A lot of people want to know where that name come from. Well, it's just a play on the word business. We be about our business. Now, are you going to be about yours? Can we hold you? Can we hold you accountable? Anywho, we're going to move right along with the show. We got a lot going on tonight. We have people here in the building. We got panelists. So we're going to keep it moving. Let's start off with the help. Make sure, ladies and gentlemen, you are protecting yourself. We are not at the tail end, but we got about a good month left of winter. Then we'll be moving right into spring. So make sure you are taking your vitamin C. Make sure you're taking your potassium. Make sure you're taking your, manganese. It's another one that begins with an M. Can't think of it right now. Let me see. No, that ain't it. Magnesium. Make sure you're taking that. Make sure you are taking sodium. Believe it or not, sodium. That's one of your trace minerals. Ask me how I know. I got put in the hospital last year in January because I was low on sodium and potassium. Filled me with about at least 4 or 5 bags of sodium potassium because I was extremely low. You want to know why? Because I was trying to do the Daniels fast. And I didn't consult a doctor before I did. Anywho, drink water. And you know the saying here on our show, real men drink water. Because what? Our ladies need us to be King Kong in the bed. If you don't drink your water, you ain't going to be able to use your third leg. All right. All right. Also, do some walking, y'all. Do some exercising, you know, some walking, some push-ups, you know, a few jumping jacks. Do that to keep yourself healthy away from this beast that's out here that we don't even know what it is. You know, they call it, they got all these names, you know what I'm saying, 19, 17, 18, whatever. They got all these names for it, but we don't know what it is. We don't know what it is. Then you keep mutating and mutating. Come on now, with all these brilliant minds, all these scientific minds that we have, why is it that we don't have nobody that can stop it? Speaking of that, I saw in the news article not too long ago maybe a day or two ago, they said somebody found the cure for AIDS. Come on, if that is not a kick in the insult, if that's not an insult to the intelligence of Dr. Sebi, who went to court, I think in the 70s, 80s, because he had the patent for AIDS, but they didn't want him to, you know, they don't want him to use it. But he had already had the patent for the cure. Anyway, man, I need me some background music. Where we at? All right, there we go. Sound pretty good. Sound real good. Sound real good. Yeah. So how is that? He had the patent for it, but Mug still wanted to take him to court because, what, they wanted to manage a disease that they knew was going to kill and take many people out. I guess they said, well, that ran its course. So I guess now you can go ahead on and put the cure out there for them. We got something else that's going to take them out, guys. We got something else that's going to kill them. The Willie Lynch syndrome plan is still going to work. But you know, we got something that's stronger than that. Come on now. We got something that's stronger than that. Anywho, thank you all once again for tuning in. And what that is that we got stronger than that, we got our brain, we got our mind. And those who don't, we're gonna teach. And we're gonna help raise them up. Once again, thank you all. Thank you all for tuning in. Man, it's
a pleasant surprise. Yes, sir, John. We've been had to care. We've been had to care, but you know how it is. The media, the news, they want to keep people in the background. And I'm going to tell you the bad part about it is that when a black person tells someone else black that there is a cure, they don't want to believe them. They want to say, man, you phony, you a fool. I mean, there's a cure for cancer. And the thing is, to be honest with you, basically what the cure is, it is cleansing your body, detoxing, fasting. That is part of it. Man, let me go ahead on. Let me move on, man. In the news again, he stay in the news, but man, we're going to look up some prayers for him. That is Kanye West. What is up with Kanye West? I asked that question the other day. And people was talking about he wilding. I mean, look at this. It say Kanye West posted and deleted a photo of Kim Kardashian hours after issuing a statement taking accountability for publicly harassing her and leaking their private messages. See, the thing is, Kanye, good brother, you should have never married her. She did not deserve to be married. We're gonna cut the music on that one. She didn't deserve to be married. I mean, how could you marry someone that is, you know, full of the devil?
You married your mama.
Whoa, hold on. Wait, hold on now, Jesse. Stop that. Stop that, Jesse. Stop that, Jesse. Now, let's say that again. How could you marry someone that's full of the devil?
Satan is your daddy.
Jesse, stop. Anywho, that woman evil, man. And I don't normally call people evil like that, but come on, man. They ain't hardly freshly got a divorce yet, but she already with some nigga named, what's his name, Pete? I don't know who this dude is. Let me say this, that Kanye has continued to publicly post about Kim Kardashian on his Instagram, despite publicly admitting that the behavior could be deemed as harassing. Well, they said the divorce proceedings happened over a year ago, but who's to say that she went with that nigga Pete 2 or 3 years before that? Come on, man, this Hollywood stuff. This is what happens in Hollywood. People get married and they divorce the next day. Come on, man. That Hollywood stuff sometimes ain't really all that real. It ain't as real as you think it is. Let me see what it say. In case you missed it, Yeez. Oh, that's right. His name not Kanye no more, y'all. His name is Yeez. It say, in case you missed it, Yeez's Instagram activity in recent days has sparked a lot of concern among his followers, with several of his most worrying posts leveled at Kim's boyfriend, Pete Davidson. Who is this dude? Somebody write in the chat. I really don't know who this dude is, Pete Davidson. Oh, yeah, who is this? Who is this dude? I just want to know who he is.
Beta! Beta!
No, I don't think that could be him, Jesse. Stop that. Just so everyone knows, Cudi will not be on Donda because he's friends with you know who. We all speak in Billy language now. Ooh, I don't know what that is. Let me get out of this. I'm about to get off of that. Yeah. Let me get up out of that. I don't even want to get up off of Kanye. Anywho. Man, Kanye, man, we're going to say some prayers for you, bro. Because, man, you messed up. You messed up when you married old girl. And, you know, I mean, I understand. I mean, thing is, he doing, you know, what a lot of men do. That is, trying to trying to resalvage a marriage, but I mean, Kanye really should have, you know, consulted somebody. And, you know, I'm not going to put myself up there on the pedestal, but if he had came to me and asked me, hey, do you think I should marry her? That would have been a huge red flag, like, hell no. Come on, man. I don't know anybody's vagina that could be more cursed. And there's some women out there that's got some cursed vaginas. But theirs? I mean, look at all the niggas that they've been with. All them sisters, all the niggas that they've been with combined. Come on, they was not the same after they laid with them.
Satan is your daddy.
And see, if somebody had said that to Kanye before he thought about even thinking of the Kardashians. Man, John, you know that vagina is cursed. You know that vagina is cursed. John, talk about some. There you go. Man, okay, look. Okay, I remember, you know, I wish I had that clip, John, of you saying that your wife said the Kardashians, they could sponsor you all. But I'm going to tell you this, John. You stick your penis in one of the Kardashians, hey, it might fall off, bro. I'm just saying, it might fall off. You might have to go, you know, you might have to go get surgery to get that thing sewed back on. So I'm really trying to put the word out there to help people. Let me see what Anthony Williams said. Anytime a female jumps to new rod after divorce, she was imprisoned by order and chaos was screaming from her soul. She is a sperm receptacle. Facts. Jesse, stop.
Satan is your daddy.
Jesse, that's not right. Okay, all right, Jesse, I'll let you say this, because this is right here.
God in Christ in man over woman and woman over children.
That's the way it go. God in Christ over man over woman and woman over children. That is the structure of God as far as his people. As far as marriage and the family, that's how it go. It ain't no... Well, the Women's Live movement told me otherwise. Well, the feminist movement told me otherwise. No. No feminist movement.
Satan is your daddy.
Anywho, we're going to get up off of Kanye. Let's move to, I don't even have a screenshot of that post. Who should have stood by their man though? He said she should have stood by her man. Who you talking about? You talking about Kim? Cause man, Kim, that's what I'm saying. Kim is unfaithful. How is it that you jumped to new Rod, right? You know what I'm saying? Kim didn't even jump to new Rod after the divorce. She did it during the proceedings. She was riding on old boy during the proceedings. Anyway, let me go to this post. I didn't get a chance to put it here on the platform, but I'm gonna read a post that I wrote probably about a week ago. It was talking about jobs. I mean, it was talking about what do you bring to the table? Okay, let me get a little echo. There we go. What do you bring to the table? And if I could quote it from memory, I remember I said, mine is jobs and a degree. What do you bring to the table? There was many answers, but a lot of the answers were rooted in negativity. A lot of the answers were rooted in, you know, like they was upset at me for even asking that. Not only that, I seen some people post that question on their pages, and I seen the replies to those. And one of them I saw was, that's incel. I was like, wow, an incel, that's pretty deep right there. That's pretty deep. Let me see if I can find it here, man. I forgot to look this one up. Let me see if it'll pop up. It ain't going to probably pop up. Oh, there we go. There we go. Right there. It got 129 comments. I mean, I'm going to read some because tonight is supposed to be the smoke show. So I'm keeping it open before I get, because once I get started on this topic, I don't want to hear nothing in. But I'm going to keep it open. Because anybody want to drop by, just put it in the chat room. I want you to just comment in the chat room. Just say, drop that link. I drop that link. I move everybody else out of the way. I drop that link so you can come on there and try to check me, give me the smoke, tell me about myself. We can do all that tonight. Let me see. One of the comments said, this question is so annoying. No matter how you answer it, there is no right or wrong answer for it. People bring different qualities out of each other, so you bring variety to each table. I mean, that's what I was looking for. It's not a right or wrong answer. You know, I mean, well, some stuff can get carried away, but at the end of the day, it's an answer that pushes your mind to think beyond, you know, a warm cooked meal, some hot pussy, you know what I'm saying? I got this degree that I'm not going to use, especially if I want to be a stay-at-home mom. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to really use it like you want to use it. You know, you got women out there getting all these type of professional degrees, which I'm not tripping over the professional degree, but the question is, are you really going to use it? You have tons of people that have these degrees, including men, that we are not using it. You said, don't forget about you. What, you trying to get in? You trying to get in on this topic right here? Put a one in the private chat. So, you know, this is stuff, it just pushes you to think, but Mug, you know, head was trying to meet me with, what is it, aggression. We're waking up with violence. Somebody said, common sense, period. Somebody said they here for the comments. Somebody said a table. And right, we're going to walk right over that table. We're going to be tap dancing on that bad boy. Somebody said they bring napkins and plastic cutlery until I see what you bring. I mean, I don't know where that come from. But hey, you know, I laughed at it. And another man said, you know, he going to still be who he is. Even though it wasn't even posed to me, but I like what some of the answers. Somebody says salt and effing pepper and a hearty appetite. Well, you know, hey, do that, cause men should serve their wives at some point. Come on now, men should show that side of themselves where they can be versatile, because men are versatile. I hear King Dwayne talk about it all the time, about how men are three-dimensional. I think if I got that wrong, King, let me know if I got that wrong. I didn't want you to forget I'm so hot in this sweatshirt. Oh, okay. Well, you know, take it off for a little minute or whatever, because, you know, I don't want you to burn up now. I don't want you to burn up. All right, so... That's what we're talking about is what do you bring? So now this moves me to a young brother. I got screenshots of this. A young brother, he hit my inbox today, and he was I don't know if he was asking me a question, but or making a statement, but it was pretty interesting. Let me put this up there real quick. It said, if I don't crave sex, I make good money and manage it well, have my own house, and I'm not bitter or broken. What can a woman bring to me other than aid? And more importantly, can she bring it without thinking less of herself? Stop right there. That's the problem. We have, in today's world, we have society that has really messed up the minds of the people. We have society telling women that they can do the same things a man can do. You have society telling women that they are equal with men. You have society telling men that it's okay to wear a dress. You have society saying that it's okay to do things that is sparked out of homosexuality. Not necessarily be a homosexual, but you have society that is doing these things. But then when you have a group of men or even a group of women that is against those things, then it becomes a problem. So a woman getting herself, let me put that back up on the screen. So a woman getting herself, a woman taking care of a man, fixing his plate, is she less than? You won't believe throughout this whole week, I have heard so many, I've watched podcasts and listened to podcasts, and I've heard how women have been influenced by other women saying, girl, don't fix his plate. Why are you fixing his plate? Let that nigga fix his own plate. Come on, what sense does that make? If you and your man got an understanding and y'all solid, why would you let an outsider intrude in on what you got going on? That's how a lot of black organizations was infiltrated, because they allowed the enemy to get in from the outside. Come on now. We got to get out of that. We got to get out of that way of mind. We got to get out of that way of thinking. Let me move on. And to what I said to the young brother, I said, oh, wow, great point. But I will say that feminine energy, when operated in its proper form, is enough in and of itself for me. When a woman can operate in her femininity, it's amazing. Hold on, I don't think you heard me say it. I guess I got to say it again. Let me say it one more again. But I will say that feminine energy, when operated in its proper form, is enough in and of itself for me. When a woman can operate in her femininity, it is amazing.
Amazing. Amazing.
Thank you, Jesse. It's amazing. You know, I don't have the definition up here on the board, but what is the definition of feminine energy? And, you know, I was thinking of some stuff today, trying to just mix it up in my mind. Like, that feminine energy is like, it is the essence that a woman was born out of. God said to be a helpmate, meaning to enjoy the position that you are in, to enjoy being by someone's side, to enjoy giving someone a glass of water, to enjoy cleaning house, to enjoy letting your hair down and letting all of that feminine energy and that feminine power just shine bright like a diamond. But today, what do we have? Today, we have women that is, dipping over into large amounts of testosterone. We have women that is really enjoying masculine energy. You know, the mirroring of energy. That's why, once again, one of our things for this year is be a friend and not a twin. Be a friend and not a twin because of the matching of energy. Well, if he gonna do this, then I'm gonna do that. Come on now. If she said this, then okay, I'm gonna say this for her. Men and women included. We can't match this energy. But what we can do is when she go low, then you can go high. When he go low, then you can go high. That's what we can do as progressive people. People that is seeking for higher. We can do that. Let me go finish up this conversation. This is the last one. He said, right, but most think that their own femininities are signs of weakness. That's why now they try to program themselves as well as their daughters to operate in masculine energy. They may not want to word it as such, but to the fact that most women have lost their ability to finesse and replaced it with aggressive behavior. That's what it is, my Lord, my Lord. Yeah, aggressive behavior. Women walking around talking greasy and grimy to men. There used to be a time years ago when women didn't do that. There was time years ago where women, they loved to whisper. They loved to speak in a soft voice. But now, women, they want to beat their chest just like men do. And I'm not even talking about lesbian women. You have, you know, heterosexual women that still think that they can whoop a man. We got to get out of that way of thinking. Man, let me see. Do any of my backstage panelists want to get in on this? Cook that steak in lingerie. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tell her to cook that steak in lingerie. Let me see. We're going to bring John in, co-host John. What up, man?
Good. What's going on, y'all?
Man, your internet working out, man?
Yeah, it's all good, man. And y'all forgive me. I want to apologize for my absence, man. This winter it's been really taking a toll on me, man. Sick
good,
back
man.
And forth.
You good.
And like Ty said, you really got to drink that water. Because when you sit and you dehydrated, it's going to take a toll on you. But yeah, just to back off of what you were saying, Ty, you're absolutely right. You know, when a woman can use her femininity in a positive way, that's powerful. And that's the way it's supposed to be used. You know what I mean? What happened to the days of, you know, women being feminine like they used to be? You know what I'm saying? You know, now you got them... like you said, cussing guys out, and someone's on the block shooting at guys. You know what I'm saying? Look at Chicago. So, you know what I mean? It's been got, you know, to a point to where we need to get it back to where femininity used to be a positive thing. You know?
Like,
and, you know,
like the word submissive. Oh my God, you use that word submissive. Man, they about ready to kill you. You done just cursed them by saying, be submissive.
Yeah, I don't even know why y'all even stay on that subject, because everybody get mad when y'all get on that.
We trying to bring about a change, you know what I'm saying? We out there changing lives.
True that.
You know what I mean? Because I'm going to say this real quick, man, because, man, some of the testimonies I've gotten from women, they really enjoy some of the stuff we're talking about because, you know, they never looked at it from the perspective that we give it.
Right. And it's not going to change unless you had a conversation.
Absolutely.
And I always say, if nobody's saying nothing to you, then they don't care. I've noticed we've been going over a lot of stuff the past couple of years, And what's been bothering me is this bonnet thing is still going on.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? They you got different females, you know what I'm saying, making their own. And that's cool. You're making some money. You got your own product. But now, because you're making them in a silk or whatever, now it's like it's cool to wear them out in public. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't want to see that. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody who doing their YouTube thing and they doing their skits and all of that. I still don't want to see it. You know what I mean?
They're wearing bonnets in their skits?
Yeah, like, you know, you might be doing a skit.
If it calls for a bonnet,
I know you're doing a skit to where you at home in your own environment, but every other skit you do, I see you got it on. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, that might be
you
a situation.
I mean?
That might be a problem.
You know, to each his own. You know, but you know, when I see you in one skit where you got hair down to your behind, and the next skit you got a bonnet on, like, come on, man, just you know.
Man, I got this girl on my bus. I got this little middle schooler on my bus, man. She wears a bonnet like every other day. Today she actually had the bonnet off, but for the most time she have a bonnet on. And thing is, she talks to me about dating and relationships, and she talks to me about stuff, but I still have yet to even say something about the bonnet. So,
but how old is she?
I don't even, that girl, she probably about, what, sixth grader, 12, going to be 13,
okay.
Somewhere around there. And, I'm going to make a post. I know the women going to probably come for me, but I mean, I don't care. But I'm going to make a post and ask, should I say something? I'm actually going to ask for the advice. Should I say something the next time she come talk to me about, you know, some boy? Because she had talked to me a couple weeks ago about how she was going to hug this boy, buy a bag of them 25-cent chews. You remember them chews that we used to get? Them fruit chews. That candy said she's going to buy the 25-cent bag. I guess they must have like a little corner store around there. I'm like, show me that corner store because I ain't seen one of those in a minute. And she was like, I'm going to put it on his desk and I'm going to give him a hug and I'm going to give him a kiss and tell him I love him. I was like, hey, you doing a little too much because she asked me, you know, what I think, talking about some, do I think it's going to go well? I was like, no, absolutely not. Because she was telling me that, you know, it's a whole bunch of other girls that's bid. And she said she's going to put her bid in first. I'm like, oh, you ain't going to get it. I'm like, because number one, you wear a bonnet. That's number one why you're not going to get it. Number two, if you got 15 other girls that's trying to get at him, and then you're going to say you love him, you know he don't love you, so come on, stop with that mess. And that's why one of these days I'm just going to talk. I'm like, okay, why do you wear that bonnet? I'm like, you are a teenager now. You are in middle school. As a young lady, if you do not read the scriptures, the scriptures talk about how a woman's hair is her glory. You should take very much pride in doing your hair every day to make your hair look worthwhile before you walk out of the house, no matter how early it may be. You can walk out of the house midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, make sure your hair is done.
Right.
And I talk to her just like that, you know. So I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait for a minute, you know, before we have that conversation.
Yeah, I think you should. And, you know, and start it off just like that. At least ask her, why do you wear it? You know what I mean? Because it might not be a man in the house.
Absolutely,
you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't think there's no man in the house. I don't think it's because I know
truck,
a brother, too.
I seen a truck full of females. It looked like the mama, the auntie, and like three girls. It was like five females, and every one had a bonnet on. Now, I don't know if they was going to the hairdresser or coming from the hairdresser. I don't know what, but what all I saw is, okay, it ain't no man in that house. That's all I saw. All y'all got bonnets on, and nobody thought that was not cool.
But you know what, John, we also living in the age of this.
Beta!
And there could be some men in the house, but they could be...
Beta!
Well, then if that's the case, then that don't count.
That's what I'm saying. Like, man, thing is, I'm telling you, man, my eyes have been open the past few years, and I mean, I have been really amazed. Like,
I mean, just amazed how these men just really act like women. And these are so-called, what you call heterosexual men, but they really act like women. You know, they do the same thing. They do the same thing women do. They wear pajamas like women do out in public. And, you know, it just, I don't know, man. Just sometimes it just boggles me, but, you know.
What a girl. Beta girl.
I'm just saying.
Who is it, Jesse?
Jesse Lee Peterson, man. Look him up on YouTube. You're going to find some interesting things about him. Let me bring up Elise. I hope you're ready, Elise. Come on up. Good evening, Elise. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
Not much. How are you?
This is my co-host, Elise, John. John, Elise.
Nice meeting you.
All right.
So I see you writing stuff in the background. So talk about what you just said. Talk about what you just said for a minute. We got about 10 minutes.
I was just saying it's talk. You both are right. You know, when there's not a man, especially alpha man that can say, no, that don't look right. You know, don't do that. Don't leave the house. You know, one thing I was taught, I don't care. My parents didn't care if we was going outside to get the mail. You still going to leave the house looking presentable. We couldn't do, as you said, bonnets and pajamas outside. And to this day, maybe I had an older set of parents. So with having an older set of parents, there's just certain things I won't do. Mm-hmm. And I oftentimes get talked about because I kind of like the old school way. I have some new school ways, but I'm also old school. You know, I'm going to leave the house presentable. I now live in an apartment complex. And the amount of women I see even going to get their nail in their pajamas and house shoes, I personally can't do it. I would just have to get up in the morning, wash my face, wash my body, put on a clean set of clothes, and get my mail. I'd be sitting up in the house fully dressed.
Mm.
But that's just me. I think you talked about earlier about fixing plates or whatever it was.
Yeah, fixing plates.
I saw my dad go to work every day. And my mom, we all ate at the dinner table. That's something that don't happen. Number one, we all ate at the table together. But my father was served first. I still believe in that. When I have male family members, I make sure we all sit at the table and eat together. But the men of the family, I serve first.
Let me ask you a question. Was there ever a problem in that history where, you know, somebody had an objection to your father being served first?
No. Well, I had a brother, you know. I've been at school all day, da-da-da-da-da. But my mom was like, y'all been snacking since y'all been home, too. And your father's the head of the house. We're going to eat dinner together, and he's going to get served first, and we're going to pray together and have family dinner together. Honestly, it was my brother, you know. But, and I believe in family dinner. I don't believe in mom and daddy over here, each child is in their room watching TV. No, we all going to sit down and eat together. I still believe in some of the old school ways, personally.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say this. You know, like, your brother, I'm going to say he don't count because he was a child. But as far as, like, adults, because that question right there is posted so many times on social media, and it has really caused a lot of arguments and fights. People wanted to pull up off of those conversations because, you know, some women say, hey, my kid's going to get eight first. I don't care about nothing. He's that nigga. He can go fix his own plate.
Yeah, actually, I have a relative. I'm not going to say what relative, but this female is in my family is divorced now because my kids come first. They going to eat first. You know, da-da-da-da-da, and there's just certain things she always put the kid first, And I would say you can't always do that. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're always putting the children first, it's like saying, let's push daddy aside.
Come on.
And not giving him the proper respect that he's due.
Right.
It's not about, oh, the kids, because it irritates me. Now, this is me, and I know a lot of women may not like me after this, but especially when you have a husband in the household, it kind of irritates me. I would always feed my kids first. He had grown man, da-da-da-da-da. But that grown man been at work all day to provide the food that's on the table. And the least, it's about, for me, it's about respect. And like you said earlier, you know, it's God, husband, wife, children. And there has to be a chain of command. And
I think the ones who do that, not to cut you off, I think the ones who do that just don't know any better. You know what I mean? Because I've heard that before. The, you know, the key for I just think those who do that don't know any better.
Some of them don't know any better, but some of them know. Some of them know that they are tearing down that man. Because some of them, but you know, they said he ain't SHIT. So you know what I mean?
If they do that and they
don't know.
I think it's at some point the man's job to step in and say, hey, no, you need to feed me first. And explain to them why, you know what I mean, and set the standards and the boundaries early, so they can know. There was a point in time where when I was my ex, I had to tell her that, like, no, you feed me first, you know what I mean. These kids are infants; they're still eating finger food. They're not gonna start.
Let me ask you, John. Why. Did she have a negative attitude? Attitude about feeding them first? Did, you know, did she have a negative attitude, or, you know, was it generally she just said no, and she would automatically go when she get ready for her start fixing plates, she had automatically go and get they plates and give it to them? Or was it like, you know, on purpose, I am not going to feed you first, I'm feeding them, nigga? You know what I'm saying?
I think it was the thing of she didn't know.
Okay.
Because it was one of those families where it was just like a family full of women. There wasn't a lot of men in the family. You know what I mean? And so she didn't know. So at a point in time when her father came to visit, you know what I mean, stopped and she asked, she was like, well, who do I feed first now? I said, well, your father's, you know, he's a guest. He's a visitor. Go ahead and feed him first and feed me second. You know what I mean? But that's because, you know, I'm telling you how to do it. You know what I mean? But she didn't know.
Oh, well, that's totally understandable. So when they don't
know, you got to be taught. You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
And if you get taught,
it's on you to take that direction and do it or not.
Most definitely.
And it's a difference between not knowing and not being raised in that and not getting taught, and then having the other, you know, the opposite end of the spectrum of, well, I was raised like that. My daddy ate first, but my kids come first. And I think it goes back to, and not all men, when I say this, men tend to complain. I think it goes back to taking your time, getting to know each other, you know, meeting the family. And then when you actually take your time, and I don't want to say slow, but just take your time. And when you're around them at family functions, you get to see them details.
Uh-huh.
And then, because sometimes I think we live in a day and time where, and I know grown folks are going to do what grown folks do. Sometimes grown folks jump in, have sex, end up pregnant without really fully knowing that person. So now they stuck with that, you know, lack of a better word, they stuck with that person because they did the grown-up do without actually taking the time to get to know them.
Uh-huh.
So, excuse me, I think it's that. And, you know, it is most definitely in between not knowing whether or not that person was taught, whether, you know, just like they taught men and women, you know. Do you have a man that was taught? You know, you got, I was watching a show. What is it? Man, what is the name of that show? I think it's called I'm in Love with a Mama's Boy. And
yeah, I think I heard of it.
It was, that show is ridiculous to me to see how mothers, like one mother, and it was a black couple, wanted to go on vacation. And the son, without asking his wife, was like, ask his mom. And in front of his wife, his mom was like, is she going? And he's like, yeah, I mean, she's my wife. Why wouldn't she go? And the mom was just like, I don't know if I want to go. The mom moved herself in. The mom and son moved herself in, moved the mom in without asking the wife. And just a whole bunch of just, the mom was acting like, you know, they son's woman.
Mm-hmm.
So it, you know, when men are raised by women, it's just certain things they don't know how to do or were taught to do. So then when they end up in a situation with, in a relationship, they don't have the proper leadership skills because they wasn't taught.
Right, right.
Is it necessarily they fault? No. But I also think with that, I think every single mother should try to get a solid man in their son's life to teach them how to be a man, good man.
Because
a woman, no matter how much she tries, can't teach a man how to be a good man.
Yeah, that's a whole nother topic right there. But we're gonna wrap this up right here. Yeah, we're gonna wrap this up because it's time to get in our topic. I know people tuned in to hear this topic and. Yeah, I don't like, you know, sometimes, I've done this before where I didn't hear the topic and never ever got to it. I've done that plenty of times, never got to it. And, like, a lot of people be getting upset with me straight up. So what we going to do, you know, Dwayne, he know how to, like, start from the top and go all the way down to the bottom when he do his commentary. If y'all want to do that, you know, when I bring y'all back up again to talk, you know, go back to something that was said in the previous conversation, bring it back, tie it in. Do that. But we're going to hop on into this springtime. Thank y'all for commenting on this this segment right here. But we're going to hop on into this this conversation about springtime. Spring is coming. Let's set the stage real quick.
Girl, take my hand.
Welcome back to BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. Well, I am your gracious host, Tyron Joe, and tonight we are back with a topic, a banger for you. Spring is coming.
And what did I say? Get my notes out. Start reading these notes. We'll be ready to go. Because there's some things that I think that is important that we highlight here tonight. Maybe you might want to get your crayons and markers out. I wasn't able to get the screenshot where I can post it up on the screen. So just go ahead and bear with me and get your markers out and your notepad and get ready to take some notes. But we're going to talk about spring is coming. But first, to even begin to talk about spring, we must talk about the season that comes before spring. Hello, we got to talk about winter. So let me see what I got here in my notes. Let's see what's all in these notes. Hold on. So the question is, what happens during winter? In winter, we have colder weather, sometimes snow and frost. The trees have no leaves, and the amount of time it is light during the day is at its shortest. In spring, the weather usually turns warmer. Trees begin to grow their leaves. Plants start to flower. And young animals such as chicks and lambs are born. Now you might want to say, Tyron, what does all of this mean? What are we saying? Well, first, that's what we're doing. We tonight pretty much we are taking a combination of many of our topics that we have covered that we have talked about over the past 2-3 months. We're gonna combine them all together and just put it out here on the table tonight. Winter represents solitude, death, grief, depression, but also since winter brings in spring, it welcomes rebirth and hope. I heard King Dwayne say one time in a conversation, he said that winter is the time where we should be preparing for the spring. We should be storing up things. You know, the word depression that I just named, you know, a lot of people have seasonal depression. I believe I suffer from that around the end of October, early November, and really sometime even in August. When the weather changed in August, because July, boy, that is about the hottest month of the year. I love it. I love that heat. But sometime when August first comes in, you'll get a nice, good old, strong breeze. You know what I'm saying? You start waking up in the morning and you feel that strong breeze coming in and you like, okay, I know what time it is. Fall is in the future. Fall is in the what? Is in the air. So that is what happens. But it is a time to not be depressed. It is a time to really be thankful that, okay, this year, I may not have accomplished all of my goals that I wanted to have done by spring and summer, you know, the warmer weather, the warmer part of the year. I may not have been able to reach those goals, but winter is coming. And with winter coming, there's a time that we can redo everything. But also there's a time when time runs out as well. And when that time runs out, you know, I mean, there may not be nothing that you can do. It still might be a glimmer of hope, but there may be something, there may be nothing that you can do. I don't even want to get to that yet. Let me finish. Let me go back to my notes. It says also spring represents rebirth, renewal, and growth. Come on, that's what spring represents. Spring is that time where the leaves start coming back on the trees. The snow is leaving the grass, and you can go back. You can go out and start replanting soil. You can start nurturing and being attentive to your garden. Come on now, you can start going back planting seeds, because right around the corner from there, you know, throughout summer, and then get to fall, that's going to be that harvest time for you. So spring is a great time of the year for renewal, rebirth, and cleansing of the heart and cleansing of the mind, but even more is winter. You know, a lot of people gain weight during the winter, when in fact, you get January 1st, everybody talking about what? We're going to do a New Year resolution, but by day five, that New Year resolution went out the door. See, we got to hold true to what we saying. I know so many people, including myself, say, all right, January 1st, no cake, no sweets, no pasta, no bread. Now, you know the devil is a lie. If you saying that to yourself, if you saying that you're going to go, you know, a month, 2 months, whatever, no sweets, no pasta, no bread. I mean, I don't know no man or woman that can do that. But, actually I do. I know some men and women that can do that. But my thing is this, the women that be saying it, they not going a whole month without sweets, bread, and pasta. Come on now, that's they filler food. That's they filler food. That moved me right into my next topic. It was pertaining to dating and relationships. How does this pertain to dating and relationships? Number one, body, weight loss goals. This is your time to get into the weight loss goals. This is that time to where you give yourself those pep talks and you go ahead and do what you said that you was gonna do. This is that time. Because what happened when spring come, what? The layers begin to come off, okay? You start taking your coat off, then you start taking off, you know, so all the big coats, the thick coat, all that come off, and then you can really look like, ooh. I remember a time I started back gaining my weight. I lost a lot of weight back in 2011. And maybe this year now it's probably about 2014, 2015. I tried to play it off. I was like, brother, you gained a little weight. I was like, oh, man, no, but this overgrown crow. He said, no, brother, I can see you through that coat. You gained a little weight. I had to pick my face up. I didn't want to argue because he was right. Gaining weight. Tried to cover it up with the coat, but he said, I can still see you through that coat. You gaining something. And that's what we're talking about tonight is, what are you doing to prepare for spring and summer? All these goals and things that you said that you wanted to do, you know, my birthday going to be in May, so I want to be able to sit in the beach, sit by the beach, or sit by the pool in my two-piece bikini. Well, man, don't do it if you know that two-piece bikini going to be struggling. Come on now. That two-piece, you know what I'm saying, you can't even see the line. You can't even see the line. You know that line that go between them cheeks? That line that got swallowed up. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. All right? Don't do that if you know you're not ready. Communication. Listen. Engage. Less is best. And I also had next to engage, I had not multitasking. Meaning what? If you really going to listen to a person and you're going to engage with a person, Why should you be doing other things like playing with your phone and all this? You're not really giving that man or that woman your undivided attention. And you got, and your thing is, and I believe that we really start working on our listening. If we start working on our listening skills, then we would be able to not have, I believe that would cut down on the communication problems that we have now. And you will be able to engage effectively, which is going to cause you to say less. Come on now. You know how we can get sometimes people start a conversation and be all over the place. And, you know, this be the women that we interested in. And you like, man, I ain't really trying to hurt her feelings or nothing. I ain't trying to really come against her. But, man, you all over the place. But then when the breakup happened, you know, and he just wasn't a great communicator. He didn't know how to express his feelings, because if I was all over the place, then he should have said something. Which, she's correct. You should have said something. You shouldn't have let it get to the point to where you done wellowed up and now you mad. Let's move right along. Mindset, attitude. I said earlier, you must seek to be a friend and not a twin. Yeah, that matching the energies, that's got to go. Stop trying to be masculine, ladies. Stop trying to be feminine, fellas. You know what I'm saying? Those was not your roles. At the beginning of your birth, those were not your roles. You was not made to be no woman if you was a man. You was not made to be no man if you was a woman. So stop trying to, you know, well, I'm going to out-petty her. No, that's a woman's playground. Petty is a woman's playground. Don't try to step over to territory, to foreign territory. Come on now. Masculine energy, beating on the chest, picking stuff up, that's a man's territory. Don't come over here if you're not ready. And as a side note, married women, don't step over to a single man's territory because you might get beat. Oh, man, you might get beat. Jesse, stop, Jesse. I don't want to hear it. I don't. Jesse. Man, I got to get this dude above. Go ahead, Jesse.
Satan is your daddy.
back to the lecture at hand. I don't even think you understand. No, anyway. Detach your brain from the matrix and look within. I don't even know if y'all can do that. Stop allowing social media to influence you on how you operate within your marriage or your relationship. That's what tonight is all about. We got to stop that. People talking about, well, I saw on this show such and such said this and did this with her husband, and, you know, I feel I'm going to do this with mine. And then you up in court talking about, well, I don't know how we got here. Hello. So I hope you received something from the message tonight. Is that spring is coming and it's time now to cash in on everything that you said. You can't cash in on everything that you said. You got to go back and do some more work. Not a problem, but all that tough Tony talk, all that tough titty talk on Facebook needs to cease. Hello? All that needs to cease. And you need to go in and be a little bit more softer with your approach, because you will be found out. You will be found out. Anywho, man, let's go ahead and bring in John. Oh, hold on. Let's bring in John. See what John got.
Yeah, he is. Let me turn on some light. I was in work all day with one contact. You're going to have to take the contact out.
Uh-oh.
But, yeah, so these are prescription, but they just look like shades, though. But, yeah, what you were saying, you know, is right on point. You know what I'm saying? Springtime, you know. We are people of the sun. That's when we get our light, our energy, you know. All of this, you know, New Year's resolution, I think that's the winter solstice type, you know, European thing that we've adapted into our culture. And, you know, it's not for us, you know. Change can be anytime, you know. Like you say, the devil is a lie. He's a New Year's resolution, woo-dee-woo, and then you go over to Auntie's house and she get all these sweet potato pies. And,
come on. A pan of banana pudding. With the Hillside Farm cookies. Come on, you know they about to go in.
I'm breaking every rule for that banana pudding on top. I don't care what nobody says. You know what I'm saying? Me and the Lord just have to have an understanding because that banana pudding is my thing.
Hey, I feel you. Lord, no, I love me a banana pudding. Sweet potato pie, I love them all.
Yeah. But, you know, Lord, it changes anytime, man, you know. And I like how we stay on tune to the same things, some of the same good things on this show, you know what I'm saying? Take your zinc, drink your water,
yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Take your vitamin C because these are things that you need to do year-round, not just for spring or for winter or whatever, because these are the things that will keep you healthy. Exercise, going out walking, you know what I'm saying? Something, and I stay in a new neighborhood now, and I haven't even walked my new neighborhood. My old neighborhood, I would get up and walk every morning. You know what I'm saying? And the thing wasn't whether the weather was bad or this or that. It was just getting out the door. Once I got outside that door, everything else is easy. You know what I'm saying? But you'll find a million and one reasons why not to go outside the door. Or let me put an extra T-shirt on. I ain't got the right shoes on. Or do I got enough time before I got to come back and be at work? If you just get outside the door and start, that's when it all starts, you know. So it can be done at any time. But, and also, too, be mindful of where you at. You know what I'm saying? Here in Indianapolis, there in Chicago and Gary and these Midwest areas, the warmer it gets, it seems like, you know, the devil just comes out of something. I don't know. More people getting shot, more bad stuff seems to start happening the warmer it gets. So that's another thing we talk about on the show. Protect yourself.
Yeah.
Protect yourself. You know, my daughter just turned 22, and I took her to get her first gun the other day.
Oh, okay.
And, she is sitting here right here in front of me. So, you know, because she's got a small child, when her dude is out working, she needs to be able, if she's by herself somewhere, she needs to have a way to protect herself and protect that child. You know what I'm saying? So there's something else we need to think about as the seasons change. We were talking about that at work today because some people just don't like guns. And that's understandable. My opinion on that is you cannot like them all day. You can get a safe, keep it in that safe, boom, whatever. You don't have to look at it or nothing. But the point of it is if somebody my size comes through that door or comes through that window, can you pick it up accurately, protect yourself with it? You know what I'm saying? Like if you pointed it and it jammed and didn't shoot, do you know what to do to unjam it and make it shoot? Can you use it to protect yourself? You know, that's another thing we talk about on the show and something you should be weary of as the seasons change, especially for you women who are living alone. Or especially for you people who got that gun in the house that you've never used.
You know what you should do, John? You should offer a training where people that watch this show can all, if you live in the Indianapolis area, can all gather together and you can teach them how to use their gun.
Hey, you know what I wanted to do, Ty? I wanted us, one day when we get a chance, I want us to go to the range and just, you know what I'm saying? Show me and you just popping off a few. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I don't have a gun, so I had to go get me one.
But you can always rent one.
Oh, okay, okay, stores, okay.
They got one, you can rent them. And see, that's another thing my daughter did. She shot several before she picked which one she wanted. You know what I mean? So you can go up there and say, hey, well, give me this, give me that.
That's a good idea, or, you know, yeah. Learn which gun is good for you. Yeah, okay, okay.
And then give it to you, you rent it, and then you get to shoot different ones, you know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, I think we should, you know, just like a outing, just like we did the Valentine's Day thing, just be like, hey, BZ and Z, we here at the gun range. We're going to pop off a few and see what it do.
Yeah, we got to do some more outings, too, once I start getting back into town. Yeah, we got to do some more outings. But, yeah, man, thing is, I'm going to say this, though, about me and guns is that, you know, for years I never wanted a gun because I know that I would use it. I know me. I know I'd pick the thing up. So that's why I'm like, that may not be a good idea. You know, because I keep me a knife on me. Now that I do. I keep me a knife. Yeah, like it's coming up on a year. I got pulled over last year. I remember this like yesterday. Kyle pulled me over. And so, you know, this is crazy, but he had me get out the car talking about, you got to come back here and sit with me while I write you a warning. I knew the dude was wrong, but, man, I didn't really know the law like that to argue back with him, and I still don't know, and I got to get to studying my my Black's Law edition, fourth edition. But when I got out, his partner was walking up, and I was like, you got anything on you? That's when they did the shakedown. I knew I had the knife on me, so I had my arms up like this. I was like, yeah, I got a knife on me. They was like, where is it at? I said, it's right there. Get it. I said, no, I ain't getting that knife. I was like, these arms going to stay just like this. I am not touching that knife because I know one of you clowns, and I was talking to him just like this. I know one of you clowns going to think I'm going to try to stab you. You get the knife. And so they ain't want to keep going back and forth. So the dude, he opened up. It was right. It was in my jacket on. It was in his top pocket. It was right up. He went there and got it. He was like, oh, I'll just take this and put it back in your car. I was like, all right. Then I put my arms down. But I'm like, yeah, I got a knife on me. That knife, the thing is, that knife's sharp, too. It wasn't no Rudy pull. That's because, like, when he pulled it out, his eyes got big. Like, yeah, if I pulled it out, you would have thought I was going to do something with you with that. So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, you got to be careful out there.
That's something you could do, try to do a knife statement because, you know, a lot of these, you go to these gas stations or sick tobacco shops and stuff, and they be having these knives in these cases, and some of these knives that you buy may not even be sharp. They might look sharp. They might look nice, but can they cut bone, like you say? You know what I'm saying?
I got a machete back at the crib, and I only take that one out with me. Like, if I know I'm going to be in the hood all day, that machete stays in the back seat, and that joint will cut bone. It will cut bone. Yep. Thing is, a guy I had a coworker. I mean, yeah, he probably still worked there. I had a coworker. He was in the Army, and that's what the thing is. He used to carry around a machete with him. He carried it around on his hip. He was like a regular, but he's like, he used it as a tool with the type of work that he did at the job. And so he said, but this right here, he said, you can cut them from the rooter to the tooter. And I went out and got me one. Yep, it was a machete. And that thing, for real, you just take that machete, and if you get ready to chop just like you're going to chop your tree, hey, swing whatever body part you need to swing to get that person the ball for you, just swing. Mm-hmm. And it's going to slice. You ain't even got to swing hard. That thing will slice. So.
And that's good information, you know what I'm saying? How to keep your blade sharp.
Oh, yeah.
What tools you can buy, what methods you can use.
Stone,
to keep your blade sharp, you know what I'm saying? Because people need to know that. It's just like really having a gun. You got that gun in the box that you never use, and come time to use it, you ain't got it oiled or lubed up, and it don't work properly like it should. Or you got that knife that's dull, and it's not doing the job because it's not cutting because it ain't sharp as it's supposed to be. You know, if it's sharp, one good slice it to get somebody up off you.
Oh, yeah.
But if you got a jab, and that person's still coming at you, that knife ain't doing what it's supposed to do.
Facts. And that's close combat, too. So, you know what I'm saying? John used the statement, and he right. You can't bring a knife to a gunfight. So if you're in a gunfight, don't even put no light knife out. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe if you got close to him, but other than that, I wouldn't even be trying to reach for a knife. I ain't reaching for it. Yeah. But yeah, man, let me bring in Dwayne. I think it was something else. It was something else I wanted to say because the thing is that people, they really don't, I believe, they don't really pay attention to what they be saying a lot of times. And, you know, I think a lot of times we just writing off, you know, something that we want for the moment. And thing is, sometimes we have to stop living in the moment and really live in the future. You know, in the moment, you watching, you know, Days of Our Lives, and you're talking about, you know, wait, this is self-care. Let me go get me some ice cream or whatever, because, you know, I'm really enjoying, you know, watching Erica Kane or whatever, do whatever she's doing on General Hospital, whatever show she used to play on. And you can say, you said, I'm doing self-care. You're really not doing self-care. You're doing selfish. You're doing self-damage. Come on, you watching some trash that you already knew about men. You already knew men wasn't nothing. You already knew women wasn't nothing. So you filling your mind up with trash. Then you filling your body up with an overload of sugar, you know what I'm saying, in return, which you're going to be like, how did I gain all this weight? Well, you sit there watching the Days of Our Lives eating ice cream.
Watching trash and eating trash.
Absolutely. Well, you need to take me, DJ. Oh, yeah. D said there are plenty of shooting shops. Let me say this, too, real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, the public portion to call in, you only got 30 minutes. So if you look at the bottom of the screen, the phone number is area code 323-870-4617. Call in if you have anything to say. Let me go ahead and bring Dwayne up. What's going on, bro?
Hey, Dizzle.
Man, I'm glad to see you on point, man. You know, you gave us a little scare there, sir.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Good to be in the Lord's house.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, man. Look, man, it's been some good things being discussed here tonight, man. I want to go back to something John said a second ago before I lose that thought. He said, I don't know what it is about, you know, the summertime and places like where I am up here in the Chicago area, and work out there all day long. And I'm pretty much equally there as much as I probably there more than I'm in the Gary area where I live. So I see a lot of, I've even taken videos and pictures of the show, Ty. I remember one time I was making a delivery to this store and I showed Ty. He, you know, just in case he ain't believe, this dude was literally sprinting into traffic. Dude was already bloodied up, beat up. I don't know who did this to him, but the young cat just kept running, just darting into traffic. Everybody just stopped on the dime, looking at like, what's wrong with this cat? Then he walk out of traffic. Then next thing you know, he go all the way back down the street, sprint all the way back into traffic again. I'm parked right there in front of the liquor store where I got to make a delivery. And I'm like, what is wrong with this dude? I'm telling Ty, like, this dude out here, act like he's trying to commit suicide. And we having a back and forth about it. Then I go around the corner to another little spot. All these young cats just standing around the store, chilling. You will see a straight-up hit and run where two cars are colliding to each other and one will just keep driving. I mean, all this certain activity just going on.
Yeah, and so that's Chicago for you.
Facts. And then especially where I was over there in Inglewood. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, John was on point. Yeah, we know it's the devil. But at the same time, a lot of young people, especially young men, they find themselves dead, injured, locked up, whatever the case may be, when they're around these spots just loitering, chilling, just talking. I mean, you can see people hanging out in front of stores, they'll be there for hours. Now, sometimes they slinging at that UD. So, you know, they making their little sales or whatever the case may be. But for the most part, man, when you don't have no intention about your direction, that's where, it, you know what I'm saying, you get into the point where you got these shootings, you got these killings, you got all this goofy stuff because there's so many people that are not in proper positions, so many people that are not in their proper places. So if you don't have no intention like us, we know it every morning at whatever time we're going to work, whatever afternoon, we know John know he going to work at a certain time. Ty know what time he start. Y'all know what time I start. We have an intention about what we're doing each day because we accept the monotony and the maturity and the responsibility of life, let alone manhood and adulthood. So that goes into, you know, maybe think about Ecclesiastes. Chapter 3, because Ty and John, well, John really led me all the way there when he talked about the seasons. John, you know, Ty talked about seasons. Ty, know I studied the seasons thoroughly. I had to pull out my notes because I haven't spoke on this before at church. And it's one of those very intriguing topics because, you know, John said something about, you know what I'm saying, we could change at any time. True. But there's a structure about the seasons. And that's why the scriptures say, that there's a time and a season to every purpose under heaven. God is orderly. We come from an orderly creator.
Yes, sir.
He already sees the foreseen future. He already see the foreseeable future for a big job, for a tie, for Lord Ty. You know what I'm saying? For myself. He already see the future. He's wanting you to humble yourself and say, you know what? Don't just say it as we thought, that some of the things have been said before in the show already. Don't just say it, but all them Jesus take the wheel folk, let them really take it. Because he know the end of the story anyway. This is the one place where you don't get to be the driver. He know the conclusion. You in the pastor side, you're going to be the navigator. You're going to carry out a lot of missions, a lot of assignments, because there is that dash when you have lived a full life and you end up in the grave or whatever, that born, and then that born day of yours, and that, because even in this scripture, Ecclesiastes, it says a time to be born, there's a time to die. That dash in between, that is what you did to prove your worth for the actor. So that's where the seasons come in. That's where the benefit and the blessing of the structure of knowing that wherever you live, however the seasons move, we know what we can expect in the spring. We know we can expect the season before in winter. We know that afterwards, for summer, you know, you could prepare the party over everything that was new birth, like Ty talked about, everything. I mean, people coming out of winter, they got whole families. You ain't seen them in a minute. They done lost weight. They done dropped this. They done dropped that habit. They done got whole. They done came
out. Yes, sir.
Got a whole family, bro. The ducks, the geese, they done left, came back with a whole tribe.
Mm.
This is the benefit of working on self. And this is why we got to be careful, as Ty talked about the matrix, the metaverse, and all the different stuff. People live so much outwardly in front of everybody that you can pick at everything. There is no time for you to be away for a while and come back and it'd be like, yo, when that change happened? And that's where I'm at right now in my life. You know, a lot of people, oh, man, where you at? I ain't seen you on Facebook. I ain't seen that. I was talking to my guy today, talking to Ty about it all the time. You got to take breaks from that because – especially when you see that it's starting to affect you in areas, you got to take breaks from that stuff because you got to put the time in to work on self so that you can literally say what your worth is because you put the work in to equal your worth.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I didn't know you was done. All right. Okay, man. Hey, good word, man. Good word. I mean, absolutely. So you will equal your worth, and that's the thing. We did a show back in April talking about, you know, I know my worth. And the reality is mugs really don't know they worth because let's go back. I'm going to go back now to some. Hold on. I got to go back to the conversation I had with my boy in the inbox because this was really amazing. And that was, okay, when he said, if I don't crave sex, I make good money and manage it well. Stop right there. Because a lot of women think that if they can bring a nigga some high pussy, a meal, you know what I'm saying, that they winning. But it's more to that when it comes to being a man's wife. It's more to that when it comes to that feminine energy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
God, he said you are a help meet. That's what he said. But when you put that feminine energy mixed with that help meet,
come on, man.
That's why I said that feminine energy, it was the essence. You know what I'm saying? It was the aura of which Eve was created. But she allowed, hold on, 1 second. She allowed Satan to interrupt.
Satan is your daddy.
And that's the thing. She allowed Satan to interrupt the whole structure, the way things were supposed to be.
God and Christ, yes. Christ and man over woman and woman over children. Yes.
That's it. That is it.
Yes, the voice. Yes, sir.
God and Christ. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman over children.
Mm-hmm.
And thing is, it ain't nobody being slighted because when you operate right into that,
then, hey, there is liberty. There is joy inside of that. There's a scripture, Dwayne, that talks about how he said that if you are thankful over small, come on now, if you thankful over small, he'll make you ruler over what? Many.
Oh, many, yep.
So you know, being a person that's bringing somebody they water, that's bringing somebody they tea, that's being a person they cheerlead, they personal cheerleader. Come on now.
Accommodate. You know.
But women don't understand that though. Some of these women, we ain't gonna say all. Some of the women don't understand. You know what I'm saying? I put the definition up before. To freely submit your will to fulfill the will of another. The key word, the problem is that they're not picking up on is the word freely, meaning that you are not being forced, you're not being threatened, but you saying, you looking at this man like, damn, this is a great species of a man. This man right here is an incredible man. This is a man that I would, you know, I mean, I would just put everything that I had to the side to be with this man. Just like when it come down to church. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because what, he first loved me. Ain't that what a lot of women and men say in church? They what? Right. They put down their life of drinking, they put down their life of drugs to pick up the life of Christ. Same way in the family structure. You are putting down your life for those degrees. You are putting down your life for that high-paying job to work for your husband, to be bagged up for your husband, to freely submit your will to fulfill the will of your husband.
Absolutely, absolutely, because that's where the order goes back. You know, it's funny that you shared that because, you know, in my videos on my channel, I've shared that umbrella many times. I love that. I love that umbrella because it's something that I have subscribed to for many years. When it comes down to it, as I said earlier, a lot of the downfall of what these women go through, especially these single women by choice, you're a single parent by choice. That's what you choose because a butterfly, a caterpillar becomes a butterfly.
Come on now.
You choose it.
Come on.
You choosing that. So then there's the delusion that I'm going to put myself in the bracket under that 80% of divorce. Now I'm a statistic, and I'm going to be a superhero, break up God's order, because it's the same thing with the spirit of the degree. I've heard women in commentaries and interviews admit, my degree is weak. My degree was easy. I'm not about to do nothing for the infrastructure or anything like that. Yeah, I didn't pick anything mathematic or scientific. I just tried to get an easy degree. Why is that, bro? Because it's something to sit around the table and brag and boast about. And that's what I talked about earlier. Like what I saw earlier, you know, in the commentary about, you know, femininity is not pretentious. You don't hold your nose up in the air and be all pretentious. Like, I got his baby in me. So, you know, I'm the stuff, man. I don't even need him. I could just. You know what I'm saying? I'm just all of that. You know what I'm saying? No, you're not all of that because he could have chose any crown.
Come on.
Any soil. Now, this goes back to what you were just saying a second ago. The assumption is that you're in the presence of the Lord. I'm in his presence. It's kind of like when you know the president going to be in the room, so you're all nice and you stand up with an ovation, or you go to a Coliseum, some of your greatest athletes, the Greek freak, LeBron, you standing in their presence. What they doing in the Coliseum? They, oh, man, what are you doing for Christ?
Come on.
How do you prepare and dress for him to be in his presence? So you got a lot of people, they go in these churches any type of way. It's collective business as usual. It's the same thing after Sunday or whatever day they go. It's just, you know what I'm saying, it's something that they habitually do. It's no real meaning behind it, because if there's real meaning behind it, if you really knew the word, it would captivate you to be very, very repentive, very repentive. You cannot come into the presence of the Lord and your mind or your heart not change. There is no way. That's why the scriptures say, you match it up with the scriptures. Old things are passed away, behold, all things become new. You are new creatures every time you have an encounter with the Lord. Well, based off the structure that you just talked about, the woman, if she really understood the ability to use her freedom to humble herself and be submissive, she's going to gain so much Christ through her husband. That's why when the scriptures say, love your wives as Christ loved the church, keep going down. It says that it's the man's responsibility to make her what he needs her to be for his purpose and represent her to yourself.
Yes, sir.
So if you complaining about her, that's on you. Because if you ain't liking her weight, whatever, look, hey, we going on a walk today. You ain't got to let her know what's going on. You ain't got to force her. Hey, man, let's just go for a walk with
her. Right.
You can find ways to however strategically you got to do it. You make her what you need her to be. And if she's any of these things that's down here, accommodating, sophisticated, affectionate, if she's any of those type of things, bro, just the humility is going to be just oozing from her. She's going to be eager to please the Lord in you. But what we have today is we don't have that mindset because these women aren't taught that.
Right.
They're crazy enough to think that they could take a man out of the home with his you're actually waging war.
Come on.
Anytime you separate a man out of the house from being a number one, to tell a man be a father, he got to be in the house. That's number one. He moderates over and he presides over. How the heck he gonna do that on the street? How the heck he gonna do that and he ain't with you? That's why it goes to the man to make the proper decisions on the ground, on the soil that he chooses. And then now today, if you choose the wrong soil, you mess around and be a statistic, separated from your child, all kind of stuff, which makes the whole process harder and tougher because you didn't choose the right person. Because when you move in true manhood to her, let me divorce because I can't do this.
Right.
Let me divorce. Because I can't do this one.
Mm.
That's their easy way to run from their accountability and responsibility.
Ooh. And that's what he's talking about. I mean, that is what we was talking about. I messed up again. Hold on.
Oh, and let me not forget this. And they in the church.
Oh, you already know. And that's the crazy part. They say they believe, they read, they say they believe everything that they read in the Bible, but they're not following the principles.
No, sir.
Let's go to something else the brother said. He said, but most think that their own femininities are a sign of weakness. That's why now they try to program themselves as well as their daughters to operate in the masculine energy. I want to stop right there because that's what's problem. That's what's wrong with the problem with the world. Men and women is that we have been programmed. We have been programmed to believe all kind of lies, and now it's hard to be deprogrammed. You know what I'm saying? It is hard to be deprogrammed, and then you want to put it on a cultural level and talk, since it's Black History Month, you talk about that Willie Lynch letter. That Willie Lynch letter, I'm trying to tell you, I used to teach from that all the time. I used to always bring that letter up and read from it. But I'm trying to tell you, that letter today, that letter is showing itself powerful more than ever today. Because, I mean, unity, I don't know if we ever get to unity. I mean, I got called a racist a couple weeks ago because I was saying that I understood where Dr. Umar was coming from when he was saying all of us get together and do something together. That's what he was saying. What is wrong with togetherness?
That's all he was saying is worry. When will we worry about our own front lawn? It ain't really about separatism and all this different stuff. It's about worrying about your front lawn. If you walk out the house every day and you just constantly worried about the neighbors, I promise you they going to look at your stuff not done and say, well, what about you?
Mm-hmm.
ain't that the irony of it? Is that when you give all to something, if that person ain't on point, they'll have the audacity to look back at you after all the sacrifice you made for them with your whole life. Oh, you ain't this and you ain't that. But how did we get here? we ain't going to talk about how we got there. So, you know, when it comes down to it, I totally understood, Dr. Umar, is that you have to worry about, because you worry about the so-called blacks, when you see something in the news that somebody got killed that's a so-called black, you all outraged.
Oh, yeah.
where's the outrage to worry about your people before then?
Right.
So that we can have a benefit and an advantage somewhere in this society.
And then, you know what? That's crazy. That's crazy you bring that up, because it is really saddening and crazy that that's the only unity I see, is that when, you know, somebody got shot and killed, and not by a black person, when somebody got shot and killed by a policeman. Okay, that's, you know, everybody want to come together and protest and stomp and spit and you know, all that. Then what other parts we have unity? With somebody cooking fried chicken, yep. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, girl, we got to get to where the best fried chicken is at, girl, because, you know, I love me some best fried chicken. Or, you know, who's selling the best bundles? Come on now, they got $25 bundles over at Ming Ling's storefront down the street. $25 a bundle, and tomorrow I heard it's gonna be a 50% off sale. Come on now, that's when you get the unity.
Right.
Shopping, eating, protesting, even church too. Oh, they said Deacon such and such gonna be speaking tomorrow, girl. Come on, let's go on out there and see Deacon such and such. I got these nice high heels. I got that red dress, and you know, girl, he said red, his favorite color, girl. Come on now.
Exactly.
Unity.
Exactly. And it's like, that's what you're left with, man. It's like, that's what you're left with. Like, I'm going to tell you, man, when you are real men, man, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be many times where you get quiet in your process. And that's fine, because... Bro, mark me up, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. When you had to take your any driving test or for work, any evaluation, you did that by yourself, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, could nobody do it for you?
Nope.
And so at the end of the day, all these people that are so focused on grouping up and all this other different stuff, especially in the metaverse, especially in the Matrix, you know, coming to this social media and all these little games that people want to play when you speak truth and it cuts them, now they want to try to jump you through the internet. Oh, let me go recruit some people. But the scriptures talk about that too. Be careful where the crowds go. And I'm going to tell you, the older I get, bro, the older I get, the reason why I'm drawing myself away from the internet, social media, if it ain't got nothing to do with business, and the reason why I'm drawing myself away from a woman who I see that's always on there. I don't even want no woman that got social media doing all that. I'm good.
Excellent point.
Because there's so many things. See, we can have some deep conversation about the inbox. We can have some deep conversation because the number one ones that want to claim somebody cheating on them and all this different stuff, they entertain so much in the inbox. If you was to get with them, you have to worry about them still holding on to a penis, a rod that they had before, and they keep having this PTSD about that rod, and you got to worry about that rod.
Amazing.
Somebody in the inbox that they haven't, you know, you going to work, provide for the family, dying for the family, and they got this going on in their inbox and all of this stuff. A man should not have to worry about that foolishness. And even when you go deep into the scripture, Old Testament to New, it was very difficult for men to cheat. It was very difficult. I'm going to use the word for it.
Break that down, Dwayne. Break that down, because a lot of people, they ain't going to catch this, but break it down about the cheating.
The whole thing about this is that this is where I talk about the fornication and the adultery. Fornication is not premarital sex. It's just premarital sex. For so long, this is one of the things that in the church that has just been, in my opinion, has just been just demonstrably taught wrong. And when you start to study for yourself and you see the breakdown of how the scriptures laid that thing out, everything points to fornication being the unnatural acts. When you look at the translation of words, fornication comes from a word, translates from a word called pornia, which makes sense to why you get the word pornography. Pornography is set up to be a fake world. You get in touch with, like you said, the Matrix. Now you reaching out for this thing so much that you get to a point as a man, well, I don't need no woman, I don't this, that, the other, but what is your fallback point? A delusion of watching somebody else screw in different type of ways, and you got the women, they making the sex toy industry and the sex industry period so rich because you can go to Walmart on the shelf, I saw it tonight. See it every time I go in there. all these vibrators and different things on the top shelf in the HBA area, that's living a delusional world. And that fits under the umbrella of fornication. But when you go to premarital sex, dude, sex between a heterosexual man and woman is natural, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. And we need to stop making these young men and young women who are transitioning into adulthood and starting to be interested in the complementary sex, we need to stop making them think that that's sin in itself. Because now, it's going to be fornication. No, it's not. It's going to be premarital sex. You could talk about it possibly being illegal to be touching this individual. You could talk about it possibly being a young lady going from a lady to being touched by some man or some young man or whatever, but it's not fornication. Then you go to the adultery part, when the scriptures break down that adultery, and I'm going to just leave it here, adultery for a man was if he touched, if he interacted any type of way with fornication, so if he did these fornicating things, or if he messed with another man's wife. Now, that goes back to the Ten Commandments, where you don't covet your neighbor's property, and the first thing it names is his wife. But they don't want to. They don't want to accept that this is the number one thing where people fail in their relationship with God and with their husbands, because you can't accept that the man is Lord on earth. Mm. We have our spiritual Lord. We are his property. We are under him, and he presides and moderates over us. Same thing with a man. The only way that you can apply that love as he loved for a man, and the only reason why you can quote that as a woman, it is that you actually position yourself under him to be the property of him. But that just means that you wanted his prized top possessions that's worth dying for. That's worth dying for. But are you worth dying for? If you're tearing the man down, if you're trying to find ways to bamboozle him, every time he leave your presence, you're trying to find some scheme to be subtle about destroying his life and ripping his children from him, so he got to be a simp to try to capitulate to your whims and all this other different stuff.
Come on now.
Down and home. Mm-hmm. Now when it talks about adultery for a woman, it says when she does something with any man. So this is why I tell people all the time, it was very hard, very difficult for men to in the Bible days, because it was easier for a woman to do it. Because if you touch anybody or anything, you were coming against your Lord. So it made you on a whole different bracket. And it proved that you are not equal to him in marriage, because marriage, the two roles are not equal in no way. And that's where women have an issue with men. That's where they have an issue, really, with God. But they would never be able to say it, because God would be to instruct their butt.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to direct it like we created them, like we are in control. But no, God, this is his structure. Don't be mad at us. At us that dig in this word and find what the truth is, we understand what's going on. We're going to find ourselves in constant winters where we're preparing for spring. And when summer gets come, you'll be like, dog, what time come with this? Where you develop this company? And this, that, they going to be in their feelings because they already can't handle your energy. So now they got to keep coming at you. So get ready for after you prepare to put the work in and prove your worth.
Yes, sir.
Show what your, like you can go and look up these celebrities and see their net worth, what they're worth. We all got individual worth as well.
You have
to keep adding to it. And so people not going to like, they already feeling the energy of a Lord type. And they said, man, this brother right here, we need to shut him up. Nah, y'all going to be real mad when spring comes and he come out to something else by the summer. That's when you're going to be really mad.
I'm going to tell you, Dwayne, thing is, it's, you know, this whole Lord type thing and King Dwayne, that's all royalty titles. Meaning that we really are not here to live a mediocre lifestyle. We really need to strive to be on a royalty level. Come on now. One of my last bullet points in the message tonight was to, you know, think
to look to change your mindset and your attitude, to work on your mindset and attitude as it pertains to dating and relationships. Stop thinking on this mediocre level. Stop thinking that every man that you meet is cheating, or every man that you meet is, you know, got naked pictures in his phone. You know what I'm saying? Thinking that every man that you meet is a no good, good for nothing type man. We got what I'm saying. It's like you already shooting yourself in the foot when you first meet that man. Prejudged, and he don't even know what he all about.
Right. And it's, what do I always tell you? It presumes that there's no hope.
Right.
If I'm sitting up in now the younger Dwayne, I'm gonna tell you how the younger Dwayne was, Big John.
Oh.
Boy, I had hope in everybody. Had hope in everybody. I can remember working at a Walmart. One of my guys pulled me to the side. He said, Let me holler at you. He said, You a good dude. You got a lot of hope in folks. He was like, but your issue is you think you're gonna change some of these little scallywags in here. Let me show you what the list was. Practically every wife there had a work husband. If she was actually single, she was scallywag from the midnight ship crew to whoever.
Mm.
This was the type of stuff that old Dwayne thought he could change. Because, oh, I talk to her, we communicate, she's good people, she's interested in me, blah, blah, blah. She might be different with me. Then you find out all this foolishness. Your boy Will, my friend, he'll tell you about it, all the foolishness that mugs try to come in him. This is the type of stuff.
He worked up there at Walmart, too.
Yeah. I'm talking about young, 22, 23, you know what I'm saying? We was in the pick of the litter, you know what I'm saying? They all over the place. But you get to know a broad, and then you find out, dog, you got a whole husband at the crib?
Mm.
All this time, I ain't know you had what?
Right.
Hey, nah. Come on. You know, so this is the type of stuff that once you get older and you start to have the experience like a Big John, experience like a Lord Ty, experience like a Dwayne, now you start to see, based off your experience, you know what went down. But see, the thing with us, for the most part, we don't usually, as men, we'll go through a whole divorce. I'm proof of that. We'll go through a whole divorce. We'll get into something totally different. We bring our all into it. But the woman who trying to say she can do everything we can do and move like us, which she can't because she's soil. What happens with soil? You put things in there that makes it toxic or plentiful. So you don't even understand spiritually, because we're spiritual first. There's so much happening inside of you because you represent soil. You, me, Big John, we represent the farmers. That's why our anatomy gives her seed. We are the husbandman. So with her, she has to talk with no hope. After a few experiences, she has to talk like, oh, all the guys are the same, but after a few experiences, because it was never meant for you to go through all of that, but this is the time.
Thanks.
You can do what you want. You can be liberated through your sex. And what has happened? Well, why are y'all so depressed? Why so many of y'all got 5 and 4 kids and everything else, and y'all ain't got no man nowhere? You got to, like the young lady was saying earlier, you got to find a man to be a role model or a manly figure for your son. No, you have the father. Make it work with him. Because God see it every time you go your butt in that church acting like you on point.
Come on.
And the one person you need to act right that's going to show and prove that you really repented or changed is you fix it with that man. Because all these men ain't her. All these men ain't garbage. Some of these men will legitimately work with that mother. But she wants to be a superhero, do everything herself, and then after a while, that masculinity comes out of them, and you start hearing them say things like, I'm going to give my child this. I'm going to do this for my – you just a superhero all the way. No, it's supposed to be a two-parent job. How do you think that makes that father feel? You've already separated them out the house by divorce. Don't try to put no battery in my back. I'm not going to be doing everything possible not to be away from my – no, I'm going to do it in an orderly, courtly fashion because that's what you started. So to keep myself from locked up, that other, no, I'm not going to be just doing whatever I want. We're going to do it the way you started it. Because you've already done all of this. Now it's a snowball effect. Snowball effect. And you got all this stuff to fix because these children get older. They got questions. And you are in a position just to manage the child and not raise the child because you push the father out.
Absolutely. Now you want to put another man in? How disrespectful is that?
Right.
This is how you wage war with fathers. These are war workers. But these mugs don't understand what the heck they do, but they in church.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Go ahead, John.
No, I was piggybacking off what Dwayne said. I've seen and heard of that where the chick is in church every Sunday, club Friday, club Saturday, church Sunday morning. But then I'm listening to these conversations, and it's like, well, who is his daddy? She didn't want to deal with this guy because he was a street guy, and she thought this other guy over here would be a better father, so she's just saying that he's the daddy. I'm like, well, what's going to happen when he gets old enough and starts asking questions? She said, oh, she'll get to that when she comes to it. What? This is kind of stuff that actually goes on, and it blows my mind. It's like, you know, I can't even fathom some of it. You know what I mean? It's just like you just playing. I mean, I don't know, man. Some of it is just beyond my comprehension, the way they do things. You know? It was a whole nother hierarchy from when I was growing up till now. Even in different cultures, I got to experience different cultures. My buddy, he's Haitian. And in their culture, the oldest male is the one who sets the tone in the family. And the men have a certain role and the women have a certain role.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there, they had this big feast for us. So he said, man, go eat as much as you want, you know what I'm saying? It's eat, eat. So we're sitting there eating, eating, and they're watching us eat. So I get up and I take my plate into the kitchen. And they're like, because they never seen that before. And my buddy's like, man, why don't you let them girls do that shit? You know, because that's in their culture. Even the young ones, they get the stuff and they do. That's their role. You know what I mean? But, you know, in today, especially in America, we have just switched roles every which way. And it's just got to the point where it's getting out of hand. You know what I mean? So especially in the home, we got to start setting some type of boundary.
Got to. We got to be the teachers, John. We got to reteach our families because, you know, the feminist movement and the women's suffrage movement, and even men, some of these men movements has really corrupted has really brainwashed our women to believe that you know that it's really subservient to serve a man. You know, it's really subservient to, you know, to go get a person a glass of water. I'm like, well, I'm doing more than getting a glass of water for you. I'm paying the light, the gas, the water. Come on now.
Yep.
Put the bacon on the table. All that. I'm doing all this, and all I'm asking you, can you grab me that glass of water, please?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about what you was talking about earlier when Elise came on here, man. That was really profound what she was talking about because
she did a great job.
It draws you to the hyenas, man. That hyena spirit. Dude, all them years of watching Lion King. And I tell people all the time, as adults,
we gotta do
really go back and watch that movie.
We got played, Dwayne. We got played.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, the Lion King, there was a lot of gems in that movie.
Yeah.
A lot of gems. Because I never knew until I started studying it. You know, we started talking on these topics, and I started studying how the hyenas move.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look on, I'm going to share with you, Big John. I think it says something like, I think the title, so if I said it with Ty, I think the title was something like the
Why It Sucks to Be a Hyena, a Male Hyena or something.
Like
yeah.
Uh-huh. Like how bad it is to be a male hyena because they their best part of their life is when they're cubs. But when they become adult hyena, male hyenas, dude, they last at everything. And pretty much they survive off eating the last, like the scraps, and eating bones. So
that's why their
teeth are horrible. That's why their lifespan is shorter. By nature, they're smaller than the female species of hyenas. And
this is the biggest thing. The issue is that the mother hyena feeds the babies before the father hyena. And this is what they do all through their life. And that's why the male hyenas eventually die off. So now you go back to Lion King, where we got taught through a lot of these movies. Now you understand why Whoopi Goldberg, little hyena self, was running the pack.
Right.
Now you understand why it was all kind of foolishness of that, bud, because that's how they due diligence on studying, you know, the overall you did, because that's how it is in the real life. The hyenas are run by the female.
Right.
And then apply that to,
I didn't pick up on none of that when I was a kid.
And so then you apply that to, you know, all our lives, you know, the lion is the king of the jungle. Nah, bro, he ain't the king of the jungle. They have pride. You might want to look at a tiger, gorilla, or something for the jungle. The lions go to prides. That's when you know they ready to legacy, build a family, because that's why Mufasa and Simba was on what they was on. And that's also why when Scar took over, what was the first thing he had to do? Get rid of Simba and anybody that could take the throne, because that was foreshadowing to men. It ain't natural for us to want another man's family. And I know that might not set well with a lot of people.
Come on, but you teach it.
I don't know no dudes that sit on their knees, sweat. Oh my God, Lord, give me another man's family. I want to be a stepdaddy, Jesus. No, you want your own.
Right.
But
kill them all.
What a girl.
And I make my own.
Beta girl.
It's the these women. It's the foolishness of these men, these women, and what it takes to become a simp, to look at a woman and say. And this is her. This is what she's saying. Yeah, I know I divorced. I know I did this. I'm in church now. I'm going to manifest anything.
Beta! Beta!
That ain't nature. And you got to be goofy to disrespect my God as if he don't got order.
Mm-hmm.
So you start a whole situation with this man, create a whole pride. Can you imagine Sarabi acting a fool on Mufasa?
Mm.
Nala acting a fool on Simba?
Right.
No, your lordship. He's the king.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to act like a hyena spirit because you want to run. And that's why you got Scar. Scar was beta like a monk.
Right.
Beta like a monk.
What a girl.
I ain't going to go too deep into that.
Beta girl.
Real area. You feel me, teacher? That thing on point, man. But I'm like, man, it's just crazy the things that we miss. And now you become a man, and it's like
I missed all that.
All this Disneyland stuff, bro. It just boom, it's illuminating, man.
Right.
It was right there. So by the time you get Elise saying what she said, this is how it's been and how it is, because this is programming. Like I said, it's all programming. And the thing is, when you become an adult, it's your responsibility, whether your father, mother was there, whether you got raised by your grandparents, whatever. You could have been in the best home, but you still got to look within yourself to have a self-inventory check and say, what did they miss? Because they couldn't love me perfectly. So now that's when you get more closer to your creator, because you start to do work on yourself, which makes you whole as a man, whole as a woman. Now you can admit, mom and daddy did their best. Mom and stepdaddy did their best. But you know what? I didn't learn this as a woman. I didn't learn this as a man. And you go do the work. There's a lot of women who could become good wives if you allow somebody to teach you something. But they've let the programming supersede everything.
Right, right.
Come on, teach. Teach. Man, we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. And let me ask y'all, man, have you guys felt a little bit freer to be able to talk these past couple weeks and not be interrupted or sexist or, you know what I mean? Y'all felt a little bit better?
Thanks.
I was on my little thing, so I wasn't like y'all was, so it didn't bother me that much.
Right.
But I was watching, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, moving forward, 2022. We not playing. We don't want nobody like that around here on the show. So if
If you want to be a part of the program, because we always looking for people to be a part of the panel. But if you get up here and you start hollering, talk about, you know, woman bashing and all this mess, you got to go. You're not going to be a part, okay? We only people we want are logical thinking people that understand Satan's evil tactics and devices. If you don't understand Satan's evil tactics and devices, you can't be a part of the panel.
Nice.
So let me see. Go ahead, Dwayne. Hit us with a last thought.
Man, look, man. Great show as always. I'm glad to see my brother Big John back in.
Doing better, yeah.
I think I can't remember if you was out eating or what it was, John. I say my man out there, wow.
Beat up.
Oh yeah, yeah. Beat up. He was getting them 25-cent wings.
Yes, sir, man. But life is short, and it's shorter than we think, and that's why I'm gonna just read a couple of this on my way out.
Okay.
Because I liked a lot of things that I saw in this when we talk about, and this is a salute to Big John, because he the one made me want to go to this scripture. The scripture says it's a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose. That's one of my favorite parts of that scripture, because we always think it's about winning. Sometimes you're going to lose, man, and it's going to make you grow up the best.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You lose in war. You lose in battle. And one thing about it is banquets and festivities are what they are as a king. You're going to have banquets. You're going to have fanfare.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? I'm thinking about my movie Beowulf right now. They had the little banquet, the little spread.
Yeah.
With all that. You can think of any Black Knight, I think it was, with Martin Lawrence. They had the little festive stuff. I love those medieval movies when they stand that little spread and you get a blink back into the past. But there's a time for that. But when you're at war, man, look, it's time to gird up, man. And right now, the biggest thing that we have to understand as men, and even as women, is that we, when it comes down to family, we're fighting something out here. And those family that are able to stand and survive through what we're fighting is only going to come from standing with the Most High. It's only going to come from moving in the model that I'm sure Lord Ty going to end up repeating before he leave out. But that model of Christ, you know, Christ in God and man, then
yes,
woman
yes,
over, then woman over the children,
yes,
man,
sir.
That's the model, man. And we have got to stick together, man.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to stick together. We don't understand that. If we don't understand the importance of a man presiding over his children, a
yes.
man moderating his children, a man covering and being a priest over his children, teaching them, having the full access to him, then to the woman, I'm protecting you. What I give you, I heard a woman going deep. I think it was 8 at the table, just talking about how before I didn't understand this, that, and the other, but then I had to learn the man was just trying to protect me. We try to protect you with our words. We ain't gonna do this every day. That ain't protection. Protection ain't in the fact that he's 6'8" or he's 7 foot. Nah, that ain't what it is. The protection is with the lessons that your father give you. The lessons is that I can't be everywhere you are, but I've given my children these tools. Hopefully they carry it out. Hopefully they listen. Hopefully when they were in a situation where people trying to sway them and give them some, you know what I'm saying, some type of pressure, peer pressure, they'll think on my words and say, nah, that ain't for me. In the same sense, he's spiritual father over everything, spiritual father, Lord over everything. So he has to be the same way with his wife, with his lady. If you don't understand how hard, that's a hard job for a man.
Come on.
Pressure. And there's a lot of relationships that have broken up, divorces, everything, and these men still have a soft heart for that woman because he don't want to see her die, make mistakes, fall all over the place, jump from this, jump from that, because that's what we are supposed to be about in the first place. But if you run away from us, it ain't nothing we can do.
If you feel that your liberty and all this different thing is more important than the overall collective, you're going to forfeit your protection, and you're going to put us at a place where we can't save you. Don't save us. You don't want to be saved, like the song says.
Don't save us.
For all these brothers out here, work on yourself so you come out of your winter something that can't nobody deny.
Come on.
All the seeds, all the labor, all the work,
mm-hmm.
all the dormancy and quiet. Right now, bro, it's so much snow outside. Boy, it man, ain't nobody in this gym right now but me. Ain't nobody. I went to Walmart, stopped at Walmart from the crib right before I came here. Man, the workers were saying this is the quietest I've seen Walmart. And it was just me and a few other people grabbing a few things. Because that's what winter is. Folks don't want to go out. They don't want to work. They don't want to do it. It's dormancy. So what are you doing behind closed doors? After a while, by the time spring, summer come, it should show itself.
Mm-hmm.
So look for that and less of this. That's how you find out who real.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it. All right, Big John.
Hey, my phone about to cut off any second. So before it cut off, I want to say, shout out to GIB, and I was thinking of an anecdote. This rhyme, it said, Cameron, it said, back in the day, we were slaves, whips and chains, it's tradition, all I got is whips and chains, and I think as the time went forward, we started looking at that as a negative thing until we started getting knowledge of self and found out that our ancestors used to adorn themselves in gold. They used to adorn themselves in jewelry. Because we were kings and queens. So I just want to keep that short before I get cut off and just remind everybody of that we are royalty.
Yes, sir.
So the Lord Tyron and the King KDs and stuff, that's needed today because we are royalty and we are kings. And
yes,
I just want everybody to remember that and shout out to GIB.
Hey, I was going to say this real quick. You know that song with 8-Ball MJG? Starships and rockets in a world that don't give a damn. You know what I mean? This is where we live at. We living in a world that don't give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right,
so
John.
We gotta have knowledge itself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, all right, John. I don't want your phone to die out on you, man. Appreciate it, bro. Man, ladies and gentlemen, that was great, man. Great. What a great show, man. Just to be able to, you know, break bread amongst people, you know, men and women, and harmony, you know, such harmony, you know, and I appreciate all of the, y'all already know I got to whip that out. Hold on, let me go get it. You know, I got to give them a shout out. Got to give them a shout out, man. Got to shout out everybody from the chat room. I see King Dwayne, Wayne, Anthony Williams. Shout them out, man. I see my coworker Ebony in the building. Mr. D was in the building. Let me see, Big John, he was in there. Shout him out. He was part of the panel as well. Also, shout out my girl Elise. She came for the first part, and she had to go. Something came up where she had to go. But man, shout out to Elise. She really said some really things that resonated, and I hope they resonated with you as well. Shout out to Lee. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, this is just the beginning. It is just the beginning of you know, a system. It's the beginning of a way of thinking to prepare and to create better for you. If you already got better, hey, I tip my hat to you. But if you are in a state of being a work in progress, it's only going to get better from here. Because we all in this thing together. And with that being said, that we all in this thing together is that we have to have each other's back. Okay? Meaning that, you know, I'm about to knock this mic off. But meaning that you struggling with something. Something that you trying to accomplish, something that you know, like, man, let me go talk to this person over here because this person, they're going to struggle with what I'm struggling with.
Let me go over there and talk to them so I can get some knowledge from them to see what it is that I'm doing wrong that maybe I could do better. This is part of their unity again. We have to stop being our own worst enemy. Okay, we got to really become their friend and not a twin. We have got to become that. We got to be able to understand that the ways of the world are wicked, and that the enemy, he walks around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's doing. The enemy may make you feel, he may have created this facade that everything that glitters is gold, but the reality is, are you being fulfilled? Reality is, are you being satisfied with the outcomes of the choices that you are making? If you're not being satisfied with the outcomes of the choices that you're making, you got to go back to the basics. Absolutely, Ebony. We have to hold each other accountable. That's it. We got to hold each other accountable in everything that we are doing, you know what I'm saying? Or in things that, you know, might need some accountability. You know what I'm saying? You really want to kick the habit of alcohol. You don't know what to do. You're like, man, I love alcohol. I've been, you know what I'm saying? But I really need to stop, because the doctor told me if I keep on drinking this alcohol, I'm going to die. But every time you go past that, you go past the liquor store, you go past the club, you got to have a drink. But I know somebody that was able to kick this habit. Let me go to them and ask, what is it that you did that maybe I'm not doing that I could probably do to implement in the process of me kicking the habit? That's what we're talking about today. Spring is coming. And are you going to be ready? Or are you going to find yourself being behind that eight ball, still trying to figure it out? Well, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight. We thank you for your generosity and support. Please, if you are new to the page, please, new to the YouTube page, we are in a push to get 1,000 subscribers. Please tell a neighbor, tell a friend to go over there to the BZNZ YouTube page and to subscribe. Please, we are in this push. We are in this thing together. But without further ado, we will see you all. And let me get my clip ready. There we go. Without further ado, we will see you all in 7 days. Peace. Be blessed.
Like for them chords gonna make somebody run around this church. Don't play them chords. Them chords gonna make somebody lose their mind.